Hey everyone, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Aaron.
I'm Willie.
And I guess I don't need to introduce you yet. That's our guest. But wait, Wade isn't here, so I'm supposed to do this intro thing. This is Real Life Sci-Fi, a paranormal, and podcast, what is it? Podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology.
Yeah.
I knew I was doing the intro, but I didn't mentally prepare for it. So I'm just like, I feel like my mind is just falling down a long series of stairs. Check us out on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. You can get 2 bonus shows a week, $1 and $5 to $8. We also stream on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
We have basically our $5 tier is like you get everything we get out there. But the $8 tier is you buy us a drink.
Yeah.
Couple of us drink too much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're watching us on Trap Home Video. You're getting this little Zoom crushed quality. If you want crisp HD image, check out our Patreon HD episodes. We have with us tonight a returning podcast sweetheart, Noah Durbin. Hello.
Hi. I'm totally not excited. I'm totally cool. I'm not sweating from my eyebrows.
It's a good place to sweat from. I'd rather my eyebrows than my crotch, right?
Both, but you know, do you sweat from your eyebrows too?
That's what they're for, right?
I feel like they're just wicking away all the,
That's literally what they're for.
They are. Yeah, it's pretty great. But sometimes it drips into your eye and it backfires.
Yeah.
See, I wear a hat, so like it weirdly keeps a lot of heat up top. It doesn't dissipate into my face as much.
Mm. Right, but your ear is drenched, I see.
Oh, I got some oil on it.
You got some glossy ears.
Pardon. I don't know.
Well, you've been on the podcast before, but let's refresh people's memories. Noah is a skeptic on the sob scale. Are we going to do the sob scale tonight? I feel like you were just here.
Right. I feel like that too. I was here, I think, because I was here just when I got sober.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of parallel to my day count. So it was about 80 days ago.
Yeah. Oh.
I always think we should do a quick one.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Let's do it. Let's just dive right into it, shall we?
Subscale.
Actual sounds of Wade at his colonoscopy.
Are you gonna live stream that too?
I mean, I'd love to.
That'd be a moneymaker.
I would freaking love it. I would love to do that.
If you got nothing except for his face for 2 hours.
No, I want his face. I want his face tiny in the corner, like a picture in picture. And then the big screen is just the tunnel of his asshole.
That's real life sci-fi.
Yeah. Wait, here, talk.
That's real life sci-fi.
Yeah. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
So last time I was here, it was a straight up no, and I was apologetic about it. So this time I want to revise my answer to unapologetic no.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. Just like, fuck that. They're just not here.
I'm over it, man. No aliens. I don't know. Next question.
All right. Next question. Ghosts, do you believe in them?
I want to believe in ghosts because it's fun, but I do not. Well, I don't know. It depends how soon you catch me after I watch a horror movie.
Because
like in the 30 minutes after, I probably believe in ghosts. But then it kind of subsides.
Guess that makes sense. Your adrenaline just goes down as well as your beliefs.
What was that?
I felt like I saw a ghost when I was a kid because I would read like spooky stories about ghosts. Uh-huh. I was like 10. And I remember I was sitting like in a chair and I was reading this spooky ghost story. And I felt like I saw a ghost and I like fell from the chair.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I was like, that was awesome. And since then, I'm chasing that feeling. I was genuinely terrified.
Just want this terror in my life all the time.
I'm reading some real suspect books.
You are?
No.
I was, girl.
Next question. Bigfoot. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No. Mm. No, God bless, but...
What do you think people are seeing? If they're seeing anything?
Well, I think it's probably their inner child.
This looks exactly like my inner child. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like... I wish I could see the Bigfoot, but... Maybe they're, you know, it's the reflection of themselves, in a way.
Yeah, so if you don't believe,
a projection of,
you don't see. Yeah.
Right, if you don't believe, you don't see. Yeah. It's like child abuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't see it if you don't believe it.
Yeah.
We're against child abuse.
Yeah. This podcast is now an anti-child abuse podcast.
I've been watching so much Law and Order. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's understandable. Are you watching
SVU
from the beginning?
Yep.
Oh God, I did that a couple years ago. It's so fucking good.
So fucking good.
Is that Mariska Hargitay in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a lot of those. That was great.
And what's awesome is that she grew up. Anton LaVey was like her stepdad for a minute. Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah.
Because her mom's Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield dated Anton LaVey of the Satanic Temple.
Wow.
And so you have pictures of Mariska with Jane Mansfield in the Satanic Temple.
Wow.
Ah, that's beautiful.
I didn't say Mariska. What did I say?
You said Mariska.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good on me.
Don't
gaslight
yourself.
I didn't even remember what I just said.
No.
Yeah, that's the name of Taylor Swift's cat. Did you know that? Oh, no, it's Olivia Benson. Sorry, my bad. So I just gave false information for the first time on this podcast.
Who's her partner in that?
Well, in What's the beginning, name? It's Elliot Stabler, played by Chris Maloney.
Yeah, I love Chris Maloney so
much. The handsome Chris Maloney.
Oh, he's so awesome.
And then he was so awesome in Wet Hot American Summer.
Anyway, and now he has his own spinoff show.
Dude, that thing it's where he like cries or something, it looks awesome. Like that he goes character,
yeah,
full acting.
Yeah, I love it. Whenever his family is endangered, he just goes crazy. Anyway, the next question, do you believe in psychics?
Oh, so I think last time I was kind of ambivalent about it. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know, today I don't believe it. Not today.
No, not today, bitch.
Not today, bitch.
Nothing. I don't believe in anything. Last question. Do you believe we exist in a simulation?
Ah, that's a good one. Because now it's getting real confusing. Because last time I was here... It was before the robots made all the like mashup songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was when things were only cake, but now, you know, they are bringing back the dead. It's like Jurassic Park in music, you know, like the new Michael Jackson songs or whatever it is that's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm really out of the loop.
You can just ask it to make a new Michael Jackson song, and it will, and it'll sound like it because it takes every song he's made. And
whoa!
They make a new song, and you know, so it's quite terrifying. So now I really don't know, and I keep thinking like, what if this person I'm fucking is a robot?
Then they must be good at fucking.
No, because I would imagine they're not good at fucking yet. The robots. They need more experience to learn. Machine learning.
You have to put like a lot of information in.
No, now they're like a 13-year-old boy. They're like 10 seconds.
Yeah, there's like a
bump jumps.
A questionnaire afterwards. How did I do?
Exactly.
What was your favorite part?
That's something to look forward in the future, to be honest.
Yeah.
People having sex better.
Yeah.
Simulation. I would say yes.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. It's becoming like that because we're turning it into simulation.
That's interesting. Never thought about it that way.
I don't know, no?
No, I
right?
believe
I'm
it.
Like, I'm like, the first thing that we're going to do when we're capable of making a simulation is make one.
Right. We make a simulation. We're like, it's kind of like humans don't want to use their bodies anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
if we're going to travel the stars, that's how it is going to be also.
Yeah, we're all pissed that we have fucking physical forms and we're trying desperately to exit them with robots.
I believe it.
Avatars. Just getting you ready for the inevitable.
I don't know why people hate bodies so much. I like bodies.
I think it's because they're like gross and they smell and...
Yeah.
You can't change them like you can like a video game one. Or you can, it's just really expensive.
It's expensive, yeah.
And then it's not going to look like how you want it.
No.
Nope, you look like a freak. Well, it sounds like you got... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just laughing because somebody said I should ask to complete a survey after sex. And I'm like... It would be funny if you just had a QR code. It's like, hey, fill it out anonymously. I don't need to know that it's from you.
Yeah, just a coaster. You just have a coaster with a QR code on it after. Yeah. Before you leave, can you just fill out the survey for me? Thanks. I'd like to know how I did.
There's a scene like that in Mallrats. Like, there's a... It's actually, like, weird now because she's 16, the character. Oh. But there's this 16-year-old who keeps fucking men and she takes notes. So she's like, smiley faces, I came. Sad faces, he came. Or like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually have an Excel book, workbook, of all the people that have known me.
I mean, that's smart, though. That's smart.
In the biblical sense.
Yeah.
I used to have it... just to calculate how fucked up I am with the age differences.
Because
I have daddy issues. And the average age difference is 10 years.
That's not bad.
Many partners.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it goes from like 60 to like...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like 30-year difference to like... minus 4 because it's Excel, so I write it like that.
You know? So you do like crazy formulas and stuff. You do like the graph charting.
A tiny bit.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah,
that's kind of fun. Well, I mean, we did the sob scale. You have a 1. You're a 1. That's 1 more than you were last time.
Really?
You're growing.
I was a 0 last time.
Wait, Nalit, what was she last time? I saw you posted.
I thought
it.
0 because I remember because Wade was a 1.
Yeah, I thought you were
a 0.
I remember
you being a 0, yeah.
Because you were like, I don't care about anything. Nothing.
Hard times,
yes. Yeah, hard times.
Oh, that's why. Sorry.
He's taking notes.
I was on the wrong page. I'm like, why did I already fill out the sob scale? I'm like, oh, this is the...
Your handwriting is spectacular.
Oh, no, it's way better than this.
What do you mean? Look at this. It looks like you're in the 19th century. Why do you write like that? It's awesome. It looks like you're writing a decree to remove the witches from the village.
If I take my time, it looks way better.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, shit.
Shit.
I'm glad you're here. We needed a skeptic because Wade's not here.
I have a job update.
Oh, what's your new job?
I have a job update because the people would like it in the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm working on a new Silent Hill game. I'm a production coordinator for Silent Hill Ascension.
Awesome. Oh, so
congratulations.
Yeah, girl. Sobriety.
Boy.
The gifts. They told me it's like a cult. They told me in AA, I keep going, I will get a job.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 2 weeks, I got a job.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm afraid they'll kill my dog or something if I leave.
I still think about that first game a lot. It was so shockingly great.
Yeah,
it's like, and the soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
it's just like fucking scary as fuck.
It's so scary. It's such a scary game.
Random babies crying when you, I used to have to set up for that game and close all the windows, turn on all the lights because I would play and then it would get dark. Instead of like you playing like, oh shit, like what did I do to myself? I got to go close all the windows now?
Yeah, you really feel like drained. I don't know. It's like, I actually, since I started the job, I keep having nightmares.
Oh, no.
Like, I keep dreaming that I'm going to the other world, you know? Because the weather has been so weird in LA. So, because it's trippy, because usually LA, you know, it's sunny. So it's weird when you're like, suddenly I'm like in London, like London fog every day.
Yeah,
you know?
It's fucked up.
And then I feel like the Silent Hill. Because it's like all ashy, I don't know. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I have the dreams that my daughter, I don't have a daughter, but in my dreams, my daughter is like dead. And
oh my
I'm
God.
Going to find her in the.
I feel like you're just going to get good of like video game fodder from it. You're like, we're putting this in the game.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Right?
No.
No? All right.
I'm coordinating.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Why don't you pitch to them that they walk into a podcast recording?
Oh, Yeah. Oh man, that's so good.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we should just roll along. Willie, you want to hit us with that topic?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Happy Father's Day. Lizard people, reptilians, reptoids, archons, Saurons, draconians, lizard-looking humanoids. Stories of them have been around in sci-fi, mythology, ufology, fantasy. Ancient cultures depict some of them as gods they worship. Is there anything to these stories, or is it all just made up? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Holy shit.
Boy, I couldn't read for a second there.
I've tried to read those notes, though. Handwriting's a little hard to read.
I write quick.
Yeah.
It's chicken scratch.
Hell yeah. So you want to start with, like, the fuck is a lizard person? Like, I mean, you picked this, right?
I know. It felt like when you asked me what I want to talk about, it really came from my loins. I don't know. I was like, lizard people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like a lot of people around us believe in the lizard people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say the thing that bothered me the most about looking at, I haven't looked this stuff up in a long time, is that when you go to the Wikipedia, it just automatically jumps into David Icke.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that is like on purpose trying to make it seem crazy. It's a lot more credible than that. I mean, just the idea of how long reptilian humanoids have been in stories, in mythology, in like, you know, old stuff, ancient cultures that, like the Chinese had a bunch of.
Yeah, I saw that Cambodia. I made a little bit of a note here.
Ooh.
In South Asian and Southeast Asian mythology, the Naga are semi-divine creatures, which are half human, half serpent.
Ooh.
Yeah. Snake. All these old cultures with D&D. The serpent. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they're everywhere. And some people say really among us. And wait, so there's like the snake people. The lizard people that the David Icke believes in. Uh-huh. And he also believes that he's getting messages from a divine entity. This person, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't believe in the Holocaust. That's too much for him.
Well, see, that's the thing too, is that he does believe in it, doesn't he?
I saw that he denies that he doesn't believe in it, but people are like, you don't believe in the Holocaust, and he says like, I do believe in the Holocaust.
I mean,
it's funny because his name is David Kai. Sorry. I'm Jewish. I'm from Israel.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm like,
it's you were making a connection to his name.
Yeah.
You weren't just like going out there saying people are this thing.
Yeah, no. I'm just a Jew in a world.
Yeah.
Trying to make it every day.
Just a lizard person in this 8-person society.
But if there were reptilian overlords in charge of the world, trying to terraform it, make it warmer. All these things.
Uh-huh. Dude, but that makes sense.
They're doing a great job.
Dude.
But also, I mean, I only say this because I'm like, all of the, everything points to, hey, he popularized this, and he's crazy, and he's dumb, and he's the next footballer. And I'm like, doesn't matter what your job was to get a vision of some, you know, not to give credibility. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to say, boy, everything that I read, the first thing they do is put it on him and then take away all his credibility. And I'm like, right.
It's not fair to lizards, yeah. Mythology, really.
Because there's...
It's unfair.
20 different reptilian.
Yeah, there's like Mesoamerican lizard people and the Asian, Southeast Asian.
Even Egypt's got some depictions
of
ancient cultures basically have a reptilian humanoid, whether it be drawn or...
The Jews don't have it, I think, in the Bible. They have, like, just lizards. They have the snake.
Well, here's
the
thing.
What about freaking Eve's snake, huh?
The,
Yeah.
A lot of times the djinn was described as reptilian. Oh. And so I'm like, this is there, too. And the jinn are basically the genies.
Yeah. The genies, yeah. It's good. It's from the Levant.
And I'm like, oh, I actually didn't know that they were described as reptilian before until I was looking into this stuff. I'm like, oh, crazy.
Do you think the snake that gave Eve the thing, the apple, is he a reptilian humanoid or just a snake that talks?
I believe in more that it's a reptilian humanoid or it's nothing. I think that story is all lost in I like the idea of it being about DNA.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely interesting.
DNA?
That the X and Y chromosome, that the females have the Y. They're not, that wasn't taken. Wait. Something about that. I don't know.
I need to get into it later. I'll write it.
I'm like, I can't quantify my
But some people say they're like Biden. Biden is a lizard.
I mean, there's like a bunch of people that they think are lizard people.
Yeah, who else do they think they're
all
lizard?
The royals, the Rothschilds, the Bush, yeah. The Bush family.
Mark Zuckerberg, he's like the most popular.
He's a lizard? I thought he's a robot.
No, everyone, he's either a lizard or a robot, maybe both. He's a Cyberman.
Robots weren't as good back when they were claiming he was a lizard.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, like pretty much every politician and then the royal family, Adele, people were saying Adele. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga's a reptilian.
That I believe.
You believe that?
I don't know. Makes sense.
I feel like there's an association with leaders that don't care about how many people die from their decisions. And that just the non-connection to have empathy for other people.
Is that a reptilian trait?
Well, like, you know,
are reptilians inherently evil?
I don't know. Like snakes, they stay with their clutch of eggs.
Well, they say that we have
crocodiles.
When people say that you're reptilian part of your brain, that's
They're derogatory.
It is a part from developed. It is a lizard part of the brain, actually. It was like left over from that part of evolution.
It's like the reactionary part.
It's where all
your
fear
brain
comes from.
Yeah. Reactionary part.
Yeah.
But why did they choose to call it lizard? Because I thought we were mammals. Maybe I'm wrong.
Because at some point, we were all amphibian, and then the lizards...
We were?
Yeah. I mean, if you believe in evolution.
Right? Well... You didn't ask me.
Okay, we should kind of put that in the soft skill. Do you believe in evolution?
Just kidding, I do.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute. This is getting strangely creationist.
No, I kind of like got lost, I guess. I think last time I checked in on like the evolution, I was like, I don't know, like apes? I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, somewhere down the line.
Like before the apes, but then we were some kind of like wolf thingy, no? Water wolf thingy.
A water, like a furry like dolphin?
I don't know. I only think about the pictures.
Like a nutria? What are those things called?
I forget. I just think we were some big, like a mud skipper. Like, you know, mud skipper that just like came out of the water one day because they'd had enough. They've had enough.
Not swimming anymore.
But that makes sense, though, in our evolution, though, when we say this, that we are, some of us are reptilian.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do you think that, I mean, there's some people that think that there was a hyper-advanced race of dinosaur-type humanoids. What would you call those? I mean, because...
One people call it a dinosauroid.
Dinosauroids.
And then they either went underground or they went off planet during the cataclysm.
Oh, yeah. And they're underground in downtown LA, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have gold, I think.
Yeah. There's a story of a gold guy. I mean, this is real. This guy had used this technology to find tunnels underground.
And he just followed the gold trail.
To find gold. And I guess he ran into some lizard people, and he thought that all the tunnels were made by them.
Oh, huh.
I forgot who
I want to go under the city and find lizard people.
If you look in downtown, there are signs of lizard people if you look for
just like dry skin everywhere.
But I yeah, like scales. But no, I my ex-husband, soon to be ex-husband.
Mm.
Shout out, Daniel.
Congratulations.
God bless. Hope you're well. But he showed me around when I first got to LA. He was like, check this out. And he like drove me around downtown. And he was like, you see, this is the lizard sign. Like in buildings, embedded in the side of buildings.
What?
Like some fucking like Da Vinci Code shit, you know?
Well, that's a tour for us.
Yeah, what the fuck? I want to, like, can I hang out with your ex-husband?
Dude, it's cool.
I want to see
these. I hooked
him
up with Chilean.
Oh, perfect. Great. Are they making out right now?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But no, there's like, so he told me all about it, but unfortunately I'm really self-centered, so I didn't listen.
That's fine.
And I don't remember, but he did tell me all about it and about their gold. And then we went to Salt Lake City to see the big church of the Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about lizard people there too, watching their golds.
Well, they have a lot of gold.
I don't know why, like, gold is like a universal cross-species language that, like, it doesn't matter if you're a reptile or a mammal, you like gold, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the ancient cultures wanted it, right?
Yeah, and it's crazy how, I mean, is that something that stayed with our brains to want that?
I feel like maybe.
Shiny, because there's a lot of shiny things, but gold. Oh
but
boy.
I mean, a crow could be enamored with shiny things. You know what I mean?
Not specifically gold. Like, I think if you let a crow choose between a diamond and gold, like, they're not fucking stupid crows. They'll take the diamond.
Yeah. I'm trying to befriend some crows down at the river. I want them to start stealing money from me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I keep reading on how you can train them to do that. And I'm like, God, just first what step do they like is to befriending eat the them. Peanuts, unshelled, unsalted, raw
really?
Peanuts. That's what everything online told me. So I keep forgetting, but I have a bunch of sunflower heads that I was going to like rip up and throw down there and try to get them to follow me home.
Mm. Leave pictures of yourself by the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Then put my voice next to
them. I recognize you.
I used to work with wild animals. I don't know if I told you last time, but I used to take care of them. And in Israel, we would get a lot of crows.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Israel. And the direction was to kill them on sight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I was like, please don't bring us the crows. Yeah. Please. Let them die naturally.
He just like made his hand them over to you and he just break their necks right in front of them.
All right. Thank you very much. A nutcracker.
Like, I told you not to bring the crow.
Just crying. The
But no, we would secretly, we had like an underground crow railroad there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, nice.
We saved them.
That's
but
cool.
Like the government in Israel, they have like animal thing that they say which animals you should kill.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, kill the crows.
Shit, are they like invasive or something?
They're not invasive. They're another type. They're like dicks.
Mm.
They like ruin shit for people and other animals. But like other birds are invasive. Like all those parrots that we see.
Yeah.
Draga birds.
Hate those.
They are invasive.
Parrots. Hate them.
They multiply.
What made you want to do a topic on lizard people?
Well, I don't know. I feel close to this subject. I don't know. It feels close to me. Like reptilians, you know.
Yeah.
Like last time I was here, I talked about the band Cancer Christ. They have real life snake people in the band. So it seems like it's getting normalized or at least more talked about.
It's true.
You know?
Because if they can be in a band, then maybe they can have jobs and have families.
Yeah, the next thing, if they can play a freaking synth, who knows what's next?
Yeah.
Right?
Frick. And if you're in LA, Cancer Christ is playing tonight at Zebulon?
Zebulon, yeah.
Zebulon. Check that out. After this, though, don't fucking go now.
No, it only starts later, but real life snake people. But
that's our next podcast, real life snake people.
Yeah, I think, but they're in the reptilian humanoid family, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I feel like, I don't know, like, what do you think lizard people want? Like, what do they want? Are they nice if they are there?
Well, I believe in multiple races of reptilian humanoids.
Like a snake one and a lizard one.
There's the turtle one. And this is a loose belief because I don't want to fully believe in anything, but there's the Draconians. They're a reptilian race from Draco. There's the there's inner earth people and lower earth reptilians. They're separate entities, but I'm not opposed to believing in reptilians that live underneath the domes, the deep underground military bases, that they've found their stories of them having special powers too, but that they live in caves. I don't know, like 50 miles below the surface and can come up. Hmm.
But why do they want to live underground if it's so nice and warm outside?
Well, it's kind of like you live where you... There aren't too many species that change their environments like us because they're not capable of changing it enough. You know, so like you... Basically, wherever you live is where you
right.
learn everything. So like they're just... live underground.
I live here and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But they still could be intel... You know what I mean? Like there's this thing where like even just picturing a reptilian humanoid... Maybe it's just me, but I feel like a lot of people project or think that they couldn't be as smart as us.
Right. But I think the like Mesoamericans thought they were smarter.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the Asian stuff, I think they thought they were smarter. And there is something, I don't know, they always a bit look smug, like lizards.
They have no lips. They can't look any other way.
They look like they know something.
The thief
don't.
Smile.
They're like laughing at you. Like,
no, I have no idea where your dog went.
Are you smiling?
No.
Define smiling.
They have some kind of je ne sais quoi, the lizards. But like, I really like Komodo dragons because, first of all, they're called dragons and they have that like snaky tongue, but they're like really big monitors basically, and they like they're poisonous.
Yeah,
yeah.
They'll follow you till you die.
Yeah, and they and it's cool, and you know they a lot of I think other reptilians or some other reptilians do it, but they change their sex if they have to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
they're like. No guy, I'm just gonna have this baby on my own, I guess.
You know? Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, well, I'm gonna have a
lizards.
We're gonna live on.
Doing it for themselves.
It's pretty cool. Do you think humans would do it? Like, let's say, should women be not with us anymore? Will you start having uteruses?
Probably.
Like you grow them organically?
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like would the cells in our body allow us to die out?
I feel like if all the female humans left, then suddenly the future will be filled with centaurs because men will just start fucking all the horses. Right, right. You know? It's just a new race entirely.
One in a million.
Sheeple.
Yeah, there would be real life sheeple.
One time I saw some Vice article and they said like every 5 seconds somebody's fucking a farm animal.
This is my Vice is bankrupt now. Yeah. My Vice is disappearing.
They're like right now somebody's around you is fucking a farm
who's
animal.
Who's telling these reporters? Who's spilling the beans? We gotta get rid of these things.
Oh, somebody puts Komodo dragons.
Oh, they're hugging.
Or maybe they're just monitors. I don't know.
They're hugging though, and
it's confusing
adorable.
That they're called monitors, and we're looking at the monitor, looking at monitors.
I know. I'm like, what?
Inception.
Do you believe in any of the reptilian?
You know, part of me does because of all the stuff I believe about alien human hybrids and all that. One book I always reference a lot. His name I forget, an author I don't remember. David Jacobs, Walking Among Us.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the people that were in that book mentioned on the ship sometimes running into, but not working with, reptilians, but also insectoids. So I feel like it's possible. Do I think that it's like a big like Jewish conspiracy on Earth? No, not at all. Absolutely not. I don't.
I mean, here's the thing. A lot of times,
Jews come in.
People have said a lot of these beliefs are anti-Semitic because they've done is taken the story and been like, oh, you think that this creature that's different, that isn't from here, is coming in and taking over. You know, and some people are like, oh, this is just a story about the Jews. Like, you're anti-Semitic.
Yeah. It sounds to me like British people in America. I don't know.
Right? And I'm like that.
It's the same thing they did with vampires, too. Like, if you look at the classic version of a vampire, pointy ears, pointy nose, pointy teeth.
They're
literally, like, sucking the blood out of people. It's the anti-Semitic Londoners, like during the time of the Holocaust, when refugees were going into Europe, other parts of Europe, and people were like very anti-immigrant.
You're not us.
Yeah, they were angry. Like in America, being Jewish is way different than in Europe. Like Americans, they can't tell the difference between different white people. They're like, oh, no, they can't tell if you're like Italian. Like, they can't tell if you're like Italian, but like otherwise, it's like, it's a white person. But then in Europe, they like know.
Yeah,
they
know if you're like an Ashkenazi.
You're a Jew. Like, oh no, they know. They have the. Did you know that phrenology is an American invention? Like,
what's phrenology?
Like race.
Refresh our minds.
Race theory basically is American. Like human race theory. Like this is a, you know, this. If you have a big nose, then you're more likely to. Steel.
Oh yeah. Like okay. That. Yeah. Sure.
So it's actually an American idea.
Sounds about right.
Nice, huh?
Right.
And I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free.
It's pretty great here.
So here's a crazy trip that I'm gonna take us through real quick that relates to something we talked about
Please.
This week. So in one of the reasons that people bring this stuff up, that some people think that one of the first stories of reptilians of recent times was in 1929. There was a book series or something called Weird Tales. There was a story called The Shadow Kingdom in it. It was written by the person who created Conan the Barbarian,
Robert E. Howard.
Yeah. And it was basically a lot of the story was about reptilians being rulers, but also a lot of the story drew on this book called The Secret Doctrine, which was written by Madame Blavatsky and
famous psychic, right?
So she kind of channeled this book story about this was in 1888. There were some dragon men who once had a mighty civilization on the Lemurian continent.
In Atlantis, right?
Yeah. And so it's funny, we just talked about, we watched a documentary about Lemuria this week.
Well, Thursday night.
It's where Atlantis was?
It's a separate, it's basically an Eastern civilization that... Yeah.
Atlantis in the Pacific, Sevan said off to the side.
Is that where lemurs come from?
Lemurs? No.
What is it, why is it called that way?
I mean, it's an ancient suggestion of a name.
It's an ancient suggestion. Well, so that's where the lizard people.
That's one of recent, and so that's the thing in Blavatsky's story. A lot of people say that because David Icke references this secret doc. What is it called? Secret. I can't read my writing again. That book, but The Secret Doctrine, and in it she talks about how different races of people weren't as evolved as other ones. And so it like set the, you know, Australians and Africans were lower, and like so like, oh, this is all channeled information, but like then there's a lot of racism in it.
Oh, I don't think that's what they meant in Mesoamerica with the lizard people.
Yeah.
I don't think that was their intention. Because I think they thought basically there was only one race of people and it's like them. Who are they were, like the peoples there. Because they didn't see other people until like the Europeans came. And then they were like, oh, we heard in the legends there would come people with white skin and we would give them foods and be nice to them. And that didn't work out so well. But, right? There was something. But yeah, I think, like, it's kind of, it makes a little bit of sense that there would be some type of something. I don't know. I feel like some people are kind of lizardy or snaky.
Well, it's funny because I feel I'm more interested these days in the evolutionary of people's brains and their thoughts. But I don't want to.
What do you think about what people? Sorry to interrupt you.
I was cutting myself off. Yeah.
What do you think about the like mental profile of someone that believes in these types of conspiracies? Because it's almost like. People that decide, in my opinion, people that decide to choose these kind of extreme conspiracies have some control issue. Like things are going on in society that they have no control over. And instead of looking internally and figuring themselves out and like understanding what that is, they choose to like grab onto some kind of grandiose conspiracy that's controlling them that only they understand the intricacies of, that they know more than you, so therefore they're in control.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that there's any merit to that kind of thought pushing these conspiracies forward in our culture?
You
go first.
I think for sure, like, but what I always wonder about these things is like, what does it matter if they're lizards or not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is, in fact, people that are really, really rich.
Mm-hmm.
And they are more wealthy. It's not like a conspiracy. It's like reality.
Yeah.
That there's, like, very few people in the world that have more wealth than, like, the rest of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, a real fact that's not a conspiracy. And why isn't that enough? That's, like, you know, like... What is because the reptiles? It's worse. Like, yeah. Why? Like, if Hitler was a reptile, would it make it worse?
Yeah,
right. It'd make it better because he has more reason because he's not even human.
And I'm like,
yeah, true.
It almost allows you to like allow things to happen that you that these injustices that.
They're lizard people. Who am I to deal with this?
Right. I mean, I think it's an injustice to have billionaires. I think the hardest part about your question, Aaron, is that I have so many issues with people having beliefs,
yeah,
of all sorts. Because like I spent my whole life being told shit that like I don't believe in, and indoctrinating me with stuff that like I don't believe in, and I didn't get to choose, you know, until too late, and still fucking with me, and I'm just like. I think the problem with humanity right now is that like we just can't have a conversation because our beliefs get in the way. And so it's weird because like I would argue that someone who believes in too many conspiracies and won't listen to anyone is probably better than someone in charge of a church that or like something that like is deemed credible that has the same issues, but has credibility. Mm. And it just fucks with me so much because I'm like...
They're pick and choosing.
Yeah.
They're pick and choosing. Yeah. But you know what? You said you're tired of humans doing this, but maybe you're not tired of reptiles.
I did not just out myself as a reptilian. That is not what happened.
It sounds a bit like something a reptile person would say.
Yeah, maybe all I your bright, you. Flashy clothes is just distracting from the fact that you're shapeshifting.
Don't look
constantly.
At my eyes.
Are your feet webbed? I don't know. Why are you wearing closed shoes, closed toe shoes?
Yeah, show us your claws.
Sounds weird. And also, you have snakes on your pants.
Yep, I got the... Cobra Command up top.
Oh, nice. I'm wearing a thrift shop. I think this is some lizard person left this in Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it means. It has a five and a lizard. So I had to get it, obviously.
Yeah, I wonder what that means.
$1.
$1. Sick. Good purchase.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. I didn't have any lizard clothes, so.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, I do have the lizard thing.
And have you guys had experiences of smoking weed or doing drugs around lizards?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I'm like, they get it.
Yeah, I feel like every drug guy's house you went to like pick up weed or something had like a snake or like a parrot, which I also think is a lizard. I feel like birds you can lump in with lizards.
Dude, birds are totally dinosaurs.
Yeah. More than lizards in my mind.
Right, that's also the lizard prejudice for years. Like, you know, look at Steven Spielberg. Now they say T-Rex had feathers and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But back then, oh, look at this big lizard. Like, it's racist. I don't know.
Yeah, they think they know, but they don't.
Nature finds a way.
This is the part of the show where we bring up the Mario Brothers movie again.
Is it really, really good?
No, I haven't seen it. But the original movie, which had nothing to do with the game, you know, was basically a portal to a parallel dimension where dinosaurs didn't die out and they became intelligent.
That's like a Doctor Who episode, too. Yeah.
Sliders.
Sliders.
Do you remember Sliders?
Uh-huh. No, but he does.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this already?
No. I feel like I have.
You're
with
like,
Abed.
Oh, stop with the sliders.
I feel like I've talked about Sliders with Abed one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Mongrels? What were the monsters called in the end? That started, that kind of ruined the show, but.
I don't even know.
Dude, that's a major spoiler. I don't think I ever made it there.
Shit.
I only remember like the first season, but I really liked it. It was tight. Yeah. I was annoyed with the lady. I was like, I would be a better lady than her.
There are better ones. Good.
But, yeah, wait. So we were talking about people believing in things.
But
yeah.
So in the Mario Brothers realm, it's a parallel universe. But there were a lot of animals that survived whatever killed all the dinosaurs. What if some dinosaurs went into a cave and survived and then became intelligent and went deeper underground because it was inhabitable to be on the surface for years?
Imagine their tiny claws holding like torches. I can't see in here. It's too close to my face.
Put your tongue in your mouth. But so that's one idea of where the one civilization of reptilians may have come from, just evolved from. And if that were the case, would they be more evolved than us because it's been millions of years more than the evolution that we've experienced?
Well, I think now really the trend, like we said before, the trend is like we don't like bodies. Like we don't just like not this body, that body. Like generally, just we don't want to have a body anymore. We want to be just brainy, wavy thingies that think things and then have robots do things for them.
That's so, the life.
Like I don't know if reptilians are there yet, so therefore they're inferior.
Maybe they're already there. Maybe that's what all the little like UFOs that we're seeing in the sky are now.
Right, they evolved into not having a body. That's like the top aspiration of all this, is not to have a body anymore.
Yeah. I mean, bodies feel pain. You got it. Bodies feel pain. My brain doesn't.
That's why I'm still leaning on...
You're lucky.
I think there's a chance that maybe our existence is supposed to be the dream state. And so... We have these fragile bodies, but then every night we go dream is where you explore the universe and you have a controlled mind after experiencing it out here. I don't know.
I don't like my Silent Hill dreams. I hope it's not reality because my daughter is really in trouble.
But change
my daughter.
She's burning. I want to save her.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I don't know why.
No, my daughter. In the dreams, I wake up sometimes. I'm like, my daughter!
Can I give you my lucid dream book? Maybe I'll help you out.
Dude, did you ever have the witch thing when you were like, you know, the sleep paralysis demon?
I still get that, yeah.
I've had it once.
Is it a reptile?
Is it a reptile?
Yeah.
No.
What kind of person is it?
I didn't see a person. I had a light being experience.
I had something come out of a closet and had red eyes, looked like a giant rabbit dog thing. It was scary.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I like climbed on top of my now ex-boyfriend and started like digging into his body, like, And I was just like quietly screaming, like I can't move, like,
oh no,
I'm next.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah, I always hear things. I never really see them that often, but that was the one time I saw it come out of the closet.
Boy, oh boy.
Scary, dude.
Dude, that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. It was at Veselich. Sev lived across the apartment complex from me. So weird time, huh?
Is that how you met? Did he save you from the rabid red-eyed dog?
No, he saved me from moving out of an ex-boyfriend's house. But yeah, let's see. We have, we got 5 minutes left still.
What's your favorite reptilian that you've seen?
Cool,
or heard?
I'm loving it.
Cool. I just want to make sure it's like a good conversation.
What is the favorite reptilian?
Whether it be a sci-fi or an image or an idea of a reptilian, what's your favorite reptilian? Reptoid, whatever.
I really like saltwater crocodiles.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty cool because they're like gigantic and they eat babies and shit.
They surf.
Oh, yeah, nice. And they surf? Do you think they surf?
They come in on the surf.
Oh, that's funny.
They do? They're badass. And they swim like an unbelievable... I think they're like the longest distance swimmers or something in like not fish.
Whoa.
Things.
I didn't ask the question right. What's your favorite lizard person?
Oh, my favorite lizard person.
That you either want to believe in or think is the coolest.
Anyone from Dinotopia. I know those are just dinosaurs, but there has to be one
count.
That's intelligent, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like Hugo Weaving, you know that guy, the actor? Yeah, from the Matrix. And he's Agent Smith.
Word.
And he's like an actor. He's done like a million. He's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, Elrond.
I think he's a lizard person, and I like him.
He kind of looks like a lizard.
Right,
person.
Doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon, maybe.
Yeah. Timothy Chalamet, he looks like a lizard person.
Does he?
Yeah, look at him. Think about his face. Lizard.
A bit lizardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think of the lizard smile. What's Will Smith's wife's name? Jada Smith.
Oh, they're lizards for sure.
Yeah, they're lizards.
I like,
Smith family.
I like the alien reptilian humanoid that is around during some abductions.
Yeah.
There was one in 1967, a police officer under hypnosis revealed that there were humanoid beings with a slightly reptilian appearance. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. I think they drew a picture of him from that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there's also those people that want to look like reptiles. And they split their tongue.
Yeah.
And they put the tattoos.
Their eyes
and
they put like the coral under their... things that fuses their skull.
Yeah, the things, to put the things and to be all ribbed for her pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so they stick their head in their...
I don't know. Maybe they do it there, too.
So wear me like a hat.
Well, you know, if you can put a baby out of there, you can surely put a head in there.
That's a terrifying thought.
It is pretty horrible. It's nightmare-inducing, for sure.
Yeah. What's your favorite lizard person?
My favorite lizard person, the dinosaurs from We're Back. Do you remember them at all?
I don't.
What's We're Back?
That animated movie where dinosaurs.
That's funny.
They liked hot dogs, and there was like a crazy evil circus, and they made them all mean, but they were actually really nice. I don't know. That's good.
So dinosaurs, we're agreeing, they're reptiles or birds?
I think in the realm of lizard people, they count as lizard people.
Right.
I don't know. Because I think dinosaurs as we know it are tough. Because I don't know. Sometimes they just threw bones together and called it a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, I think it works like this. It just looks like something. And then you find out 50 years later that it's three different things.
Like when I see a hippopotamus skeleton, I'm like, oh, we don't know shit. We wouldn't have put that together that way.
Yeah, like any random animal that looks funky when they're alive, their skeleton's way wackier. Way
right.
wackier.
Platypuses are like the best thing in the world. Because they're like mammals who lay eggs and they have poison.
Yeah, they have like a venomous spike, a venomous spur on their back leg. So you're like, what the fuck? I just want to cuddle you. I think they have syphilis too, right?
They do?
I think all marsupials have syphilis or chlamydia or something.
Oh my God, that's like adorable. That. I know you that birds have chlamydia.
Birds have chlamydia?
Birds have women STDs. I don't know. They have STDs.
I just found out that cats have get like herpes in their eyes. Oh. And I was like, I didn't know that. That's gross. So don't rub my eyes. Don't rub eyes with cats.
So wear double underwear if you have cats.
Yeah. Right. Well, you guys want to wrap it up? We're running out of time. What are your final thoughts on reptilian Noah?
Well, I think if they're out there, they better stop taking all our gold.
If you're out there, come meet me. I'm not a hater. I'll be cool.
Yeah, come here. And I say, look inside yourself. Are you the reptilian all along?
You got any last minute plugs?
Cancer Christ show tonight in Zebulon. Also, Cancer Christ has two shows with I Hate God in July. And also, keep an eye out for the Bottle Surfers movie. As always, don't forget, one day it will come out.
Nice.
Yeah, same thing with the new Silent Hill
game. Oh, the new Silent Hill game is for sure coming out. And then you'll see I coordinated it.
Yeah, and then your socials? You want to
It's just at Noah Durbin everywhere.
Cool, cool. Well, that's our show. Thank you for joining us. I don't remember the sign-off. Do you remember the sign-off?
Yeah, reallifesafari.show. I remember, but we got a little bit of time. Remember?
Check us out on the streams, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. Tuesday afternoons, hang out with me. Thursday nights, me and the other guys. See you there. Remember, everything that was talked to you was talked about by someone else. Catch you later.
Whoops, I got it wrong. It's just because you're...